Welcome to another episode of the Tinker Talks podcast. I'm your host, Second Lieutenant Casey Ann Cornwall. So this month, Team Tinker has been celebrating National Caribbean American Heritage Month. So we have been observing and celebrating the rich diversity of Caribbean American and appreciating their contributions to the United States. But with me today is a very special guest from the 72nd Air Base Wing, Miss Nicola Maley. Nicola, welcome.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Of course. Please open up by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So, hi, everyone. As Kissian said, my name is Nicola May. I am the Director of Integrated Prevention and Resilience here at Tinker. I started that position in August of 2023. Prior to that, I was the Military and Family Life Counselor in the 552 operations group. I was there for about a year and a half. That's my introduction to working with the military. I really appreciated it though. So I'm a mother of three. I have two boys, one's 8, one's 5. And then I have a baby girl who is 2 years old, going on 22. She is something. So I am from a little town in Jamaica called Summerfield that is in the parish of Clarendon. And no, you don't know it because tourists don't go there, not very often, unless you're going with somebody you know. So it's not a very touristy place, but we love it still, country. So I moved here in 2002. As a track and field recruit to the University of Oklahoma, and I've lived in Norman ever since. So, yes, that's who I am. Obviously, given what I have done, my education background is in mental health. So
I love it. I knew we were gonna bond from the moment I heard your accent. One, I did have the opportunity to meet you at a base event that I was covering, and I knew then that we were gonna be buddies. So Miss Nicola is a dear friend of mine. So I'm very well versed on her background. But something cool that we share in common is that we're both from the small little parish of Clarendon.
Yes, it's very hard to find. Most people know people from Kingston, right? Or even if they're not from Kingston, they're from Kingston.
Exactly.
But yes,
I'm okay with being a country girl.
Yes,
no sweat there. So Nicola, to dive right on in, tell us a little bit about what National Caribbean American Heritage Month is. Why is that month so important, or this observance so important rather?
Okay, so my understanding of this is in the month of June, we celebrate the contributions of Americans with Caribbean heritage and what they have done to contribute to just American society on a whole, right? So they highlight really the diversity of the American population. It is about incorporating our Caribbean culture into the American melting pot. And similar to that, in the Caribbean, we have versions of saying, out of many one people. We do that a lot. And it happens to be Jamaica's motto. Look on our money. It's right there for you. And so this reflects like the American society, the many cultures that came together, whether it was through slavery or through settlements, to create what we call our West Indian culture.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, I get it. I totally understand what you're saying. So I truly believe that one of our greatest assets in the Air Force is the diversity among the ranks or among people here. So definitely step out from around your desk and talk to people, because you might be working with a great Caribbean American young man or young lady next to you. So, but it's something that truly makes the Air Force so great, how diverse we are. I love that about the military. So can you highlight some of the key contributions of Caribbean Americans that we should be aware of that we may not know?
Oh my. Woohoo. So I like the little people. And quite honestly, you do not need to look very far to find a Caribbean person who's contributing to the the development or in any manner to, mm-hmm. whether it's just the Air Force or Tinker or America on a whole, like we do have quite a few Caribbean people who are serving now. And so, yes, they're contributing on a daily basis, right? They may not be as well known, but they are contributing. We've had in the past Eric Harmon and Kevin Vegas, who served as chief of the installation here at Tinker. Oh, wow. Yes, and if you want to know bigger names, I mean, everybody knows about Colin Powell and his instrumental contribution to the military policies. And of course, right now we have the White House Press Secretary, Karina Jean-Pierre. Mm-hmm. Too good? You want
no,
more?
No, that is good. It makes me so proud to hear about how so many of Caribbean Americans are contributing to the U.S. I'm just going to throw myself out there. Like I mentioned before, I'm also from Jamaica, and I've had the honor of migrating here in 2001. And when I came here, my biggest achievement was joining the Air Force, and most notably supporting the Office of the President. Like a young girl like me from Jamaica, like I would have never fathomed that.
Exactly.
So, right. So. And I was able to do that for 5 years and was awarded the Presidential Service Badge.
There you go.
And you know what? I read the other day that our very own Vice President Kamala Harris, her father is Jamaican. So
yes,
you don't have
true.
To look too far to
no.
see how we are contributing to this great United States.
Yep, Caribbean people are everywhere.
Everywhere. Oh my goodness. So how have you noticed the 72nd Air Base Wing, or Tinker in general, celebrating Caribbean American Heritage Month?
So I have not seen any or heard of any celebration so far. I mean, I've only been here for a very short time too, but I have not known of any of those celebrations. So if you know about any, just let me know. I am more than willing to be there. I will be all about it.
Well, I must say, what we're doing now, this is it. This is us getting after creating awareness about Caribbean American Heritage Month and educating people on this great occasion. So we're doing it. But there's always room to do more. So I definitely understand that. I
always have to start somewhere.
Exactly. So as director of IPR, how do you see cultural awareness and appreciation playing a role in your work?
So cultural differences on a whole should always be taken into consideration when you're caring for other people. It's important, right? Being of that mindset helps to tailor care to persons served as much as you can. This may mean that the programs are not as rigid and they are inclusive, right? It may also be that we, as an office, as the IPRO office, we make sure that we're supporting all the other groups, right? You know, all the groups that are present, not just some specific ones,
right.
But especially those that are maybe seen as minority groups or minority representations, but make sure that we are behind those folks as well. But I am a lot more appreciative of the differences because those brings different perspectives
right.
to the table. And as you know, this will help to create more comprehensive solutions for the issues that we face.
So, I agree. And like I've echoed before, it's our greatest assets. To me, it's one of the greatest assets of the Air Force, that cultural differences and diversity. It gives us so many other perspectives and ways to get after solving different problems and getting after the mission. So I couldn't agree with you anymore, lady. So for our listeners out there who want to learn more about the Caribbean culture and our history, what resources can you share or activities they can dabble in?
So like I said earlier, we are everywhere.
Yes,
we are everywhere you go. You'll find, there are Jamaicans doing bobsled. Can you imagine?
I know.
So, I mean, you could always watch Cool Runnings, right? It is a good laugh. It comes kind of close, but it's not as, you know, but it does show quite a bit of our culture. That's funny though. But of course, There are tons of books out there that you could read.
Right.
Nowadays, everybody have things on YouTube, podcasts. We are trying to teach. You could learn in different little aspects, so you don't have to eat everything at once.
Right.
It could be, oh, let me learn about the food. You get videos on that.
Mm-hmm.
You could let me learn about the language. You get videos on that. So, and books that you could read. But if you want to take a trip, you feel like, hey, vacation time, come travel to one of our countries.
Right.
All the Caribbean countries will be more than willing to welcome you in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just engage with the folks, the local people. And that's how you learn quite a bit.
Diving right on in.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes. And then, of course, lately we have the Bob Marley movie, which everybody is crazy about. Of course, you're gonna learn a lot more about Bob Marley himself, but he is the representation. That's who everybody.
I know.
Hey, Jamaica. Oh,
he put us on the
Bob
map
Marley,
a little bit,
right? But yeah, but that is something that we all connect to. The Caribbean people do, right? But yeah, we also have a Caribbean Heritage Association in Oklahoma, and we do things sometimes. So, I mean, you guys are more than welcome to come and support and just be a part of what we do. We do, and it's not all party and fun. We do have personal development classes that we do throughout the year, at least two, and those are always free to the community as well, because we're just trying to build it. But hey, come join us. Enjoy the fun. And then if you're of Caribbean heritage, you can always become a member as well.
Oh, my. Those are good suggestions. And I do want to tell you thank you. And I appreciate you for introducing me to that association that you mentioned. Because of that, I was able to connect with other Caribbean Americans. And I feel like I'm home, even though I'm so far away from home.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely to our listeners out there, seek out resources that are around. Listen, follow what Ms. Nicola mentioned. And if you're of Caribbean descent, definitely look into that organization. There's truly a brotherhood and a sisterhood there. You won't feel alone.
No, we're here to support, and we really are trying to build a Caribbean community to look out for each other, too. So
I appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you for it. Telling me all about that. So as Team Tinker continue to celebrate National Caribbean American Heritage Month, is there a message that you would like to leave with our listeners?
Oh my. So, I mean, our Caribbean community is one. We're simple people. We love simplicity. We love music. I mean, that's probably what most people associate with anyone from the Caribbean is going to be music or food.
Yes.
Music or food, but we love to laugh as well. And then, of course, you can't forget domino. We love to play dominoes. That's a part that...
So I learned something. American domino is different from ours.
Completely
There's
different.
Different angles. And
they count numbers
so
and all
have you been doing it
stuff.
Wrong?
Yeah, I don't think
ours
so.
Is
I think ours is the correct way.
Okay. I agree.
But yes, but just know that Caribbean people, we just want to... contribute to the shaping of America.
Yeah.
This is all the place that we also call home, right?
Yeah.
Bob Marley mentioned his in song, one love, one heart. Let's get together and feel all right. And that's what we're about. That's what we encourage, what we want to see.
Yes. So. I'm getting goosebumps. Thank you for sharing that. But to close, I definitely want to tell you thank you again for making time for this moment to share and spread awareness about such a great observance. I truly do appreciate it, and I appreciate your time. And to our listeners out there, thank you so much again for joining us for another episode of the Tinker Talks. Please remember, celebrating our diversity is what makes us stronger. So until next time, keep exploring and appreciating that rich diversity of our great Air Force. Have a good day.